we're on Daf Nun Amid Beis. And we went through so far Maimer. And in Maimer we had four sequences. Each one started with Maimer. We had Maimer Bezu and Maimer Bezu. We had Maimer Bezu and Get Bezu. We had Maimer Bezu and Baal Bezu. Maimer Bezu V'Cholatz Lezu. So again, it's always going to be the sequence of Maimer, Get, Chalitza, and Be'ilu. Now we're up to the second round, which is Get. Get Lezu. So let's see if we can find the place. So we're all in the same place. We're counting down on Daf Nunam and Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. And you should move towards the left. Get Lezu. At the end of line 6, on Daf Nun Amud Beis. So again, we finished with Maimar. And now we're picking up Get. Get Lezu. The Get Lezu. So you have two Yevamos, two Tzaros that fell for Yibum. It means Reuven was married to two wives, Reuven died without children, and the two wives fell to Shimon for Yibum. And first, Shimon gave a get to one of the two wives, and then a get to the other two wives. Now, the very moment that Shimon gives a get to one of the two wives, then on a Drabonan level, that get is kind of like chalitza. The Rabbanan upgraded to a quasi-status of chalitza, then it passes Yibum. In other words, Yibum is not possible anymore, neither for that woman that received the get, nor for the tsara. Now, what about the tsaras themselves? How do they get het el shuk that they can now get married? Because Yibum is an impossibility. Is trichos heimena chalitza? Okay, so now we have to raise the following question. Would one chalitza be sufficient for either of the two yevamos, flip a coin, and that chalitza will free not only the chalutza, but also the other tzara, or do we need two chalitzas, one for each of the two tzaras? So as it turns out, and I'm reading to you a note here in the Masifta. This is a machlokes in the Gemara itself. The word tsrichos in our Mishnah indicates that they both need chalitza. And that's the plural of the word tsrichos. Why is that so? So this has to do with what's called a chalitza psula, which means a chalitza when there was no possibility of Yibum. Whenever there was an Isur and Yibum was out of the question, then Chalitza becomes a Chalitza Psula. And one Mandiomer holds, being reflected here, that Chalitza Psula Tzricha Lachzor Kol Achim, which means Tzricha Kol Achas Vi Achas Mimena Chalitza. Each one of the brothers now has to give Chalitza to each one of the Yevamos. And that justifies the word tzrichos here. However, there's another opinion in the Gemara that a chalitza psula eino tzricha lachzor kol ha'achen. Hakavona sheshteyan einam yicholz linosen. The word tzrichos is they both need chalitza. It doesn't mean that each one will get chalitza, but they both need a chalitza, whether it's going to be the chalitza to Sarah or to Rivka, it doesn't matter. But they both need the chalitza in order to be matter than the shuk. Meaning the get, and each one received a get from the oven, is not sufficient because the Torah does not recognize get. It only recognizes chalitza. So again, whether tzrichos chalitza means that both of the yevamos need chalitza in befall, or it doesn't mean that befall, because we're not holding that a chalitza psula generates a requirement of chalitza for all the yevamos, but rather they all need a chalitza. Any one of them, in order to be mutal shuk, needs a chalitza. Now, this Mishnah that we're learning now reflects the opinion that ein get liacher get. We're going to see, and we touched on it 2 days ago, that there's another sheet in the Chachamim of yesh get liacher get. And that has implications as far as who is allowed to get married to the Yavam. Because if we recognize the second get, then there's what's called krovos megureshes. You're not allowed to marry the relatives of the woman that you divorced. And if the Rabbanan recognize the second get, which again, you have to keep in mind, even the first get is only the Rabbanan. Okay, so the first get, min Rabbanan, generates an iser on the krovos, meaning that the Megaresh, who's the Yavam, is not allowed to marry the krovos of the Yavama Megureshes. Now we want to know, can he marry the krovos of the second Yavama, who received the get subsequent to the first Yavama? And that depends upon whether it's Yesh get liacher get or Ein get liacher get. Our Mishnah seems to reflect the Shita that Ein get liacher get, which means that the second get is completely meaningless. It certainly doesn't relieve her from zikas yibum, which generates a chiyuv, a necessity of chalitza. And not only that, it's not even a valid get on a derabbanan level to generate an isa l'krovas megurashaso. Alright. So now we're up to get, and we have now get, and then another get. Okay, now we have... Now wait a minute, where's get and then maimer? Did I skip that? Or is it coming around the bend? Just 1 second. Oh yeah, that's coming around the bend. So I'm not sure exactly what the sequence is here. I thought the next would come maimer after get. Okay, so there's a different sequence. So now we're going to discuss the case of Baal. Let's just think about that. He gave a get to the first Yavama, which passes all the Yavamos, because the Rabbanan recognize it as a quasi-chalitza, although they need chalitza. And now, he was Mekayim the mitzvah Yibum, despite the Iser, he was not allowed to do this, mid Rabbanan, but he went and he did it. The Torah will recognize that Be'ila, L'chora, right? If we look at it at first glance, the bia that he has subsequent to the first get is a bias yibum on a deraisa level, and she becomes ishto l'chol davar. So get lezu, ubal lezu. Is tricha get v'chalitza? What does this mean? I think he means the second one needs a get. Just 1 second. Like the first one, the first one should also require a get. Let me just see what he says here. Ubal ezu is kind of a vilas shiyam in a torshi ibum gomer nasi shalchadavu kevin sha'osru chachom livel achre get. Is possible that Bishal Kosher be a Gemur Gamasa is another Imo? Is Tricha get? Okay, that I understand. And Chalitza. Just 1 second. So, yeah, what's the status of the first one? Is she certainly needs Chalitza, there's no question about that. Oh, I see. So, again, the first one needs Chalitza. And even the second one needs chalitza. Why? Because of the drabbanan halacha. What is that drabbanan halacha? On a deraisa level, the second one, the tzara of the rishon, she was an ishto gemura. I mean, he was mekayim the mitzvah bia of yibum with her. So all she would need is a get. Why does she need chalitza? Right, it says tricha get uchalitza. Again, it doesn't mean that she needs the chalitza before, as we said before. That depends I'll go over that machlokas one more time about the status of chalitza psula after a get. But be that as it may, she needs chalitza. And why does she need chalitza? She's ishto kichol davar. I mean, there's no zika left. But the answer is that bia was illegal. That yibum was excluded. And why was that yibum excluded? Because of the get that he gave to the rishon, which passels him from all the yivamos, from all the tzaros. So he writes here, "Bidosaf leget hitzrichu chachomim gam chalitza kidei lafkia zikas hayibum ulatiro linose." Why? Kevin should be a psula. And why is it a bia psula? Because the chachomim said that after a get, you're not allowed to have bia. There's no yibum. It's excluded. It's prohibited, even for the other tzara. And in that sense, the bia psula does not remove the Zika. So the Zika still exists. Again, only the Rabbanan. It's there for Kevin Shalom, if Kias has Zika Lagamre, Asura Linase below Chalitza. The Rabbanan require Chalitza. So they both need Chalitza. Truth is that even as far as the first one, who received a get, she needs chalitza doraisa. Why? No, she does not need, I'm sorry, just the opposite. She does not need chalitza doraisa because the Torah recognizes yibum. Right. There's no need for chalitza. So both nashim, the first tzara and the second tzara, both require chalitza midrabbanan because again, on a doraisa level, the yavam is mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. But on a derabbanan level, it's called bia psula.
So the first one,
she doesn't need chalitza either because he was mekayim yibum on a deraisa level with the other woman. So she goes free without chalitza.
So the Rabbanan, why did they both? And then why are both of them?
The first one needs chalitza because the bia to the second one was a bia psula, which means it left over the zika. If it left over the zika, then basically both of them need chalitza. Okay, so we have get, and then get. In other words, get for one and get for the other. Then we have get and then bia. Now we have get and then maima. Okay, get lizu. Umaimra lizu. So let's just think about this. Once there was a get, so midrabbanan that passels him for yibum. Okay, fine. Now he gets to the other yivam and he gives her maimar. Now, whenever the yavam gives maimar to the yavama, that requires a get. Even though, again, the maimar itself on a deraisa level is garnished, it's worthless. But the Rabbanan upgraded the status of Maimar as if he married her, and therefore she needs a get. Not only get, but v'chalitza. I mean, that's clear that they both need chalitza because the Zika on a deraisa level was totally untouched. I mean, neither the get to the first one nor the Maimar to the second one will remove the Zika, and therefore they both need chalitza. So it's interesting, in the previous case of get lezu, bal lezu, the requirement of chalitza was only derabbanan. But in this case of get lezu, maimra bazu, the chalitza is doraisa. And by the way, that could be a tremendous nafkemina as far as mamzerus is concerned. If let's say she went ahead and she got married without chalitza, would the child be a mamzer? Let's say according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that in the Yavamala Shuk, Ein kedushin tosim chayvin lavim, and therefore the child is a mamzer. I don't know what would be in the previous case of get lezu bal lezu, where the chalitza was the rabbanon, if she went ahead and she had a relationship without getting chalitza the rabbanon. I'm thinking out loud. I don't know if I'm right here that according to Rabbi Akiva, the child would be a mamzer the rabbanon, which I think is worse than being a mamzer d'oraisa.
Why is that worse?
Because a mamzer d'oraisa could marry a mamzeres. A mamzer d'oraisa could marry a gioris. I don't know who a mamzer d'rabbanan can marry. Probably another mamzer d'rabbanan, a mamzeres d'rabbanan, which is kind of rare. All right, so we have get lezu v'get lezu. We have get lezu ubi'il lezu. We have get lezu maimel lezu. There's only one piece of the puzzle left as far as get is concerned. Get lezu v'cholatz lezu. So let's just analyze this. On a d'oraisa level, everyone is clear. Everyone is free. Both yevamos, both soros are free because there was a bona fide chalitza d'oraisa that was given to the second, to the tzor. But the problem is, let's just see, maybe there is no problem. Let's see. Ein achar chalitza klum. So that's what I'm wondering, does she need a get? He gave a get to the first Yavama, so she doesn't need another get. And it was Chalitza, so she's covered. And the other one never got a get to begin with, and she had Chalitza. So L'chora, I would assume, let's take the Mishnah at face value, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. There's nothing else that is required. But wait a second. It's a little bit more complicated because once he gave a get to the first one, he passed both Yevamos for Yibum, which makes the Chalitza into a Chalitza Psula. And we said that according to one man, the Omar, in the case of a Chalitza Psula, each one of the Yevamos needs her own individual Chalitza. So let me just read what he says over here. He says, "Al afsha chalitza psula, he ain maimar obia sheyase achrea kona." In other words, normally we would have said that if the chalitza is a chalitza psula, then it mirabonan, it leaves some sort of zika left over, and therefore, if he would do a maimar, she would need a get. Or, let's say he would be ba'aleha, and for sure she would need a get. But here it says, ein achar chalitza klum. So why don't we apply the principle of chalitza psula after the get was given to the first one? He says, Shepaka Zika Lagamri. Just 1 second. Paka Zika Lagamri. So wait a minute. There are two points over here that we have to examine. Let me start with the last point to go backwards, because the last point is a lot easier. And that is that if, right, he gave a get to the first one and chalitza to the second one, if now, let's say he would be makadisha with kedusha d'oraisa, which would mean kesef shtara bir. So now we have a situation of chalutza. Right? Chalutza, we said, was an isur lav. So therefore his kedushin is batel umavutel, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds ein kedushin tofsa b'chayvin lav. But what I don't understand is the other point here, that why on a derabbanan level do we not recognize the maimer or the bir after a chalitza psula? So that way we have to know more about chalitza psula. Because normally after a chalitza psula, there is something left to the zika. That's the whole institution that the Rabbanan instituted of chalitza psula. And this is a chalitza psula insofar as he gave a get to the first yevamah. That by definition casts a spell, so to speak, on the chalitza, the subsequent chalitza, makes it into chalitza psula, because the original get generates a psula kol ha'achin, and also a psul on all the yevamos. And therefore the chalitza is now a chalitza psula, because there's no possibility of yibum. And in the case of chalitza psula, we say that the chalitza did not effectively remove the zika. Again, all this is the Rabbanim. And here we're saying, no, ein achar chalitza klum, which means that the chalitza is absolutely effective, and it completely removes the zika, such that maimar would not be chal, and beer would not be chal, nothing. So again, I know why it's not maybe that's the answer. Oh, wait a minute, I just thought of the answer. In other words, chalitza psula, since what is a zika left over, therefore, so I'm thinking out loud, again, this has to be investigated, but it could be that when we say that after chalitza psula, the zika is still partially, there's still some residue of chalitza, of zika, that is only according to the chacham, but not according to Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, let's start with Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, since on a deraisa level, the chalitza is effective, it's completely valid, therefore ein kedusha tos chagilav, so a subsequent maimer or bia, which would constitute normally a kedusha Torah, is completely invalid. So when and how do you say that with chalitza psula there's still a zika left, such that there's room for maimer or bia? That's only according to chachamim. Because the Chachamim will recognize the Maimer or the Bia, because they hold the Kedusha Tosef B'chagi Lavin. So you can call it a Chalitza Psula. On a Doraisa level, the Chalitza is Chal, and it generates a Lav. But a Lav is not enough to undermine a subsequent Kedusha Torah. So she's going to need, according to Chachamim, she'll need a get from the Maimer. But here we're going according to Rabbi Akiva, and since the chalitza is valid d'oraisa, it generates an iso lav, and ain't conditioned tosu b'chavi lav. So therefore there's no need for a get. Okay, so what have we covered so far? We covered maimer. Just one second. What did we cover so far? Let's just go over this. We covered maimer. We covered get. Okay, so we're up to chalitza, am I right? And then after that, I'm hoping we'll have be'ila. Or did we have be'ila already?
We had
be'ila. We had be'ila. We're on Amid
Aleph. We're not with two yevamos yet.
Oh, we didn't have be'ila with two yevamos yet. So then be'ila should be coming around the bend. Okay, so let's just see. Now, we finish with get, right? And now, what are we up to? We're up to chalitza. Okay, so let's just think. Cholatz, v'cholatz, right? So this is the simplest case, Rabosa. Let's see if I'm right. If he starts with chalitza, then the story is over, finito. Nothing can happen after chalitza. This is a chalitza d'oraisa. Kedasu kedin. There's no psul. He didn't give a get. He didn't give maimar. None of that. So anything that happens afterwards is meaningless. Let's see if that works out. Cholatz v'cholatz. Or cholatz v'yosef maimar. Again, I'm reading it with the oh, cholatz v'nosan get. So after chalitza, there was another chalitza. There was maimar. There was get. Oh, now there's Baal, So now that this is going to be an interesting question. Mm-hmm. If there was Be'ila after Chalitza, meaning the first Yavama received Chalitza, the second one, Be'ila. But we're holding now like Rabbi Akiva. So Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'chai Be'lavim. And after the Chalitza to the first one, there's a lot. So therefore, the Be'ila is not going to generate anything. So again, whether this Chalitza, Maimar of Be'ila after the Chalitza, is Einachar Chalitza Klu. There's nothing else that's required. You know, everything is Kedasu Kedin, the first Chalitza, they're all Mutar Slashuk. No matter what he does afterwards, whether he does Maimar, Get, or Be'ila. Okay, so now we're up to the last of the four. Which means that he started with Be'ila. So Mitch, as Steve pointed out very well, the previous discussion of Be'ila was with one Yavama. Now we're discussing two Yavamas. So Baal... So again, the same thing now that we said about Chalitza is going to apply to Be'ila. Be'ila now, Kedasu Kedin, is a full-fledged Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Yimam. So there's nothing after Be'ila. So he writes, Baal. Well, how do you read this? O Baal, U Baal. Mm-hmm. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Before the O, you see, the O is like a mechitza here. We have to take this O and build a line over here. Up to the O, up to the word O, we're talking about Chalitza. So there was Chalitza after Chalitza. It was either Chalitza, Maimar, Get, or Bil. Okay then? Okay, fine. Baal, and now we have all the possibilities. Ubaal, right? The second one he was Boel, which I assume is that's going to be Chayve Krisus already. Baal, Viosa Maimar. So the second one was either Baal or Maimar. Or Nasan Get, he gave the second one a Get. Or V'cholatz, he gave the second one, the second Yivoma, a Chalitza. Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. And now we have to add words to the Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to discuss why these words were omitted. V'chein Ein Achar Be'ila Klum. Okay then? So it's interesting because when we're dealing with Maimar or Get, we had very complicated scenarios, and if he started with Maimar and then he did X, Y, or Z, or he started with a Get and then he did X, Y, and Z to the second Yivama, and we discussed, you know, whether they need Chalitza and whether they need a Get and so forth and so on. But in the cases of Chalitza and Be'ila, is Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, Ein Acher Be'ila Klum. So he writes here in the explanation, Mi'achar, Li'achar Maisa Chalitza Rishona, Pokazika. V'ein Chalitza Shalashniach Shuva, Lesser Olav Eskobo Seha. We have to keep this in mind. This is an important point. Normally, after Chalitza, you're not allowed to marry any of the Kromos of the Chalutza. Or at least he, the Cholitz, is not allowed to marry any of the Kromos of the Chalutza. And that's true even for a Chalitza Durabbanan. But here, the second Chalitza doesn't register at all. It's totally meaningless. So that let's say there were two women who fell for Yibum from Ruvain, after Ruvain died, there was Rivka and Sarah, and he gave Chalitza to Rivka. He's allowed to marry Sarah's relatives. He can't marry Sarah, because she's Eishes Ach, but he can marry her mother, her sister, her daughter. That's fine. But as far as the one to whom he gave Chalitza, what do we call her? Sarah, Rivka, whatever her name was. Anyway, he can't marry her mother, her daughter, or her sister. V'chein aget. Now again, in the context of Yibum, we said that a get generates an iser on krovos grushasa. But not so in this case, because he started with Chalitza. Once he starts Chalitza, there's no Zika left. We're not in a Yibum situation, and the get is totally meaningless if he gives the second one a get. Then if he gave the second one a Maimar, after the Chalitza to the first one, is the Maimar doesn't generate any Kinyonim. And even if he had Be'ila with her, it doesn't generate any Kinyonim, because we're going like Rabbi Akiva, and after the first Chalitza, is Ein Kiddushin Tovsa B'chai Be'ilav. Now he has a note here. Kimochein achrei be'ila. Oh yeah. Right, so we're going to go through be'ila now. So we spoke about chalitza. Once there was chalitza to the Rishona, nothing will register to the Shnia. Not a get. Not another chalitza. Lesser is called kovosel. Not maimer or be'ila to create kiddushin, because a chalitza is chayvei lavim and ain't kiddushin tosu chayvei lavim according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, we want to know what happens if he started with the first one with Be'ila. And Kemochein, again I'm reading the note here, Achrei Be'ila Shasa B'Rishona Lo Kansa Be'ila Shenasis B'Shnia. Again, I would think that he's Chayv Kares for that. The Af Lo Amaymar Shenasa Ba De Kevon Shekona Esarishona B'Bilaso is Batla Zika. There's no Zika anymore. The af mishum kiddushei Torah lo kana. Oh, so you might ask, okay, but Maimer and Bia, you can say that she's a Yevamah, she's, just 1 second. Now I'm a little bit confused, 1 second. After the Bila Rishona, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with Chayve Lavim. So this Rabosei has to do with a different concept of Kevan Shehutra, whether we say a Hadra L'Isa Kamta, she should go back to the original Isa. So again, when a woman falls for Yibum, and then afterwards there was Chalitza, but it seems to me that not everybody agrees to what I'm going to say, but at least according to one school of thought, after the Chalitza, or in this case, after Yibum, we do not go back to the original Iser Erev of Eishes Ach. We have a separate Iser that's derived from the Pasuk of Kevan Shel, I mean the Drosha, Lo Bona, it says Kevan Shel Lo Yivna, Shuv Lo Yivna, Kevan Shel Lo Bona, Shuv Lo Yivna Od. That he has one shot at Chalitza or Yibum, and after that, Shuvlo Yivna Od, but that's only Chayvei Lavim. And if we go according to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kiddushin Tosin B'Chayvei Lav. And therefore, Af Mishum Kiddushei Torah Lo Kana, Sharei Asura Ola B'Lav, the Ein Kiddushin Tosin B'Chayvei Lav. Kedas Rabbi Akiva. So again, this is all a sugya we're going to get up to on Daf Nun Beis, but I'm pretty sure that what we said is correct, that we're holding now that there's a separate lav with regard to post-Chalitza. If he wants to marry her post-Chalitza, here, his marriage to this woman post-Chalitza is not valid because of Rabbi Akiva Shita that Ein Kiddush Tosu B'Chai B'Lav. Gam HaGet Shenita L'Shnia O a chalitza shecholetz lachrei beila rishona lo asar olav es krovosel kevan shekones a rishona bebeilasa ubetela zika vehem ki get hanitan lizora uki chalitza nasis lizora. So again, what we're saying is that after the beila to the rishona, there is no Zika left with all, at all, but la Zika legamre, and therefore, a get or a chalitza is totally meaningless. It's like walking over to a woman, as we said yesterday, on the street and giving her a get. All right, what are we up to now? I guess now the Mishnah is summarizing what we said above, that Bein Yavam Echad L'Shtei Yavamos, U'Bein Shnei Yavam L'Yavama Achas, that everything we said above, all the principles, I guess, that we formulated, apply both in the case of Yovam Echad Shtei Yevamos. That's what we've been discussing now, where he started with one Yevama, then he went to the other Yevama. And now we have a case of Shnei Yevanim, Yevamim, and Yevama Achas. So Reuven left only one wife, but he has two brothers. He's got Shimon and Levi. So in these case, in this second scenario of Shimon for Levi, right, of Shimon the Levi, is Asu Kol Echad Maisa Echad Liyavama Achas. And again, we can go through all the scenarios, all the possible combinations. Let's say the first Yovam gave a get, or Maimar. Is then, if the second brother gives a get, then that would be a meaningful get, again, all on a Drabbanan level, and it would generate an Iser on the Rishon. The Al HaMagaresh Es Krovosel. So again, the first one, the first brother that called Shimon, he gave a get, and then Levi gave a get. There's only one Yevam. So each one of these two gittin will create an Iser on the other brother and on themselves. What do you mean on themselves? To create an Iser on the krovos of Grushaso. Okay, now we have the first brother gave a get and the second brother gave Maimar. Is Chal HaMaimer HaSheni Lesser Al HaRishon Es HaYibum? Not exactly sure why the get itself doesn't generate any Iser. One second, Achri. Again, if the first one gave a get and the second one gave a get, then we're saying that the second get will generate an Iser on the Krovos of the Megarish, of Levi, let's call him, right? And now he's talking about Maimar HaSheni, which means that after the Shimon, the Rishon, gave a get, so now Levi gave Maimar. So the Sheni gave Maimar, let's just see, is Tzricha Get Uchalitza. So there's a requirement of a Get as well. So the Maimar of the Sheni, of Levi, would register to generate a Chiv Get. And not only that, Lesser Al Arishon Esayibum Vi Al Osei HaMaimar Eskrovosel. So he cannot marry the relatives of Rachel, or I don't know the name. I get it. Whoever fell for Yibum, he can't marry her relatives after he gave her Maimar. He gave her Maimar, and he has to give a get for his Maimar. Okay. Now we have a third scenario. The Rishon gave a get, and now the Sheni gave Chalitza. Okay, fine. That I understand. Oh, so we didn't have that case yet, did we? We were speaking about get. Now we want to know if the Rishon gave Maimar. And what did the Sheni do?
Chalitza.
Chalitza. She'im osa barisha maima, rehi tzricha get lemamor. I mean, that seems pretty simple, right? The Rishon gave her Maimer, and therefore she needs a get lemamoro, and they both need Chalitza. Okay, now we get to the other two cases, that the first brother did either Be'ilo Chalitza, and then we don't need anything after that. Achrei Be'ilo v'Chalitza shalechem min ha'achim, lo chalim lo get, v'lo Maimer sha'osa ach hanosav, v'yavam ezu. V'chein ein b'ilosu v'chalitzoso chashuv maise b'yavom ezu liknos o lesor es kovoseho. I mean, again, if it was b'ila, that's obvious. But in the case of chalitza, so since it was chalitza k'shera, we said it undermines the zika completely. And what am I talking about now? And the first one gave a chalitza? Mm-hmm. Right, the first one gave a chalitza, and it's mafkia, the zika legamri, and therefore the second one, even if he was mekadisha with what would normally constitute and qualify as kedushei Torah, with maimar or with be'ila, nothing is happening here, because with the chalitz of the first one, we have an isa lav, and we're going like Rabbi Akiva, and you should talk to the chayvi lav. Okay, now we get to the end of the Mishnah. Masayemes haMishnah has a little bit of an introduction here. Levar kol ofane heter yivamo l'shuk. What does this mean? I have a feeling now we're going into a slightly different area. So it's yivama achas, or another possibility is shte yivamos. And first we talk about Yavam Echad. So there's only one Yavam. And then we're going to have a situation of Shnei Yavam. Right, so we have, this is all an introduction to what we're going to see now. So we're going to have Yevama Achas, and then we're going to have Shte Yevamos, and there's only one Yevam. Then we're going to have Yevama Achas, but Shne Yevamim. And now the Mishnah is going to clarify the status of the Yevama after Chalitza and Be'ila. Okay, so first we're going to start with Yavam Echad v'Yavama Achas. So that, I guess, is the simplest. That's just like an introduction to the more complicated cases. So Cholatz v'Osava Maimer. So there's only one Yavam and one Yavama. And after Chalitza, he did a Maimer. So again, this should be Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. Let's see if we're right. Nasa Laget, Baal. So that's where he started with Chalitza. Oh, maybe he didn't start with Chalitza, he started with Be'ila. And then afterwards, Asa Maimar. Again, the Maimer is ridiculous, is meaningless. I mean, he was already bought. Okay, but Nosan lo get. Oh, wait a minute. Now this, should be more complicated. Right? He was Baal. That makes him into an Ashes Ish. And now he gives her a get. I'm not sure exactly. It's like we had Baal, the Akachosub of Maimar. And now we have Baal the Achakach Nosan Lo Get. Okay. Fecholat, or after the Be'ilah, he gave a Chalitza. See, I understand the Chalitza is going to be meaningless, and Maimar is going to be meaningless because he's just repeating what he did already with Be'ilah. But Nosan Lo Get is a little different because then the Ishus is broken up. So what's Ein Achar Chalitza Klu? Ein Achar Chalitza Klu? Yeah, I think Ein Acher Chalitza Klum jumps back to something before that. Yeah, it's Cholatz and then Baal. So now Ein Acher Chalitza Klum is going back on Cholatz. So if after the Chalitza he does Maimar or Get or Baal, is none of that is meaningless. That's called Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. And we're going according to Rabbi Akiva that ain't kedusha tofsa b'chayvei lavim. And on that he says, ain acher chalitza klum. Okay, now we have batchila. So batchila means not that after Be'ilah he did Chalitza, but he started with Chalitza. Or Bein Be'emtza. So Be'emtza means he gave her a get, and then he gave her Chalitza. And then he gave her Maima. So let's say he gave a get. So wait a minute. Until now we were talking about a case where there's only one yevam, correct? At some point here, I think the Mishnah shifts to a case where there are two yevams. Not sure exactly where that happens. Let's just see. Bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza. Do you have that also in your translation? Because in my translation it says, O kasha nosan get liyavama achas v'cholatz l'shnir. All of a sudden, yeah. I'm not sure where that crept in here from left field. Till now we were very comfortable talking about different pu'ulos on the same yavama. We spoke about a chalitza at the beginning, followed by either maimer or get, or a be'ilah at the beginning. Okay, and now, again, after the words Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, we have the words Bein Bitchila Bein Ba'emtza, correct? Those are the words I'm focusing on.
Right.
We're getting close to the end of this Mishnah. I want to already get to the end of the Mishnah. Bein Bitchila Bein Ba'emtza Bein Basof. What is he adding here? Bein betchila means bein betchila. I think means he started with chalitza. Does that sound right? He started with chalitza. Okay. Bein ba'emtza means he started with a get,
right,
or with maimar, and then after the get or the maimar, he gave her chalitza. And so why is it called an emtza? Emtza means that he started by giving a get. He started by giving her a get, and then he ends up by giving her maim. Very fickle. I mean, he started with the get and then he gave a mimer. But in the middle, he gave a chalitza. Between the get and the mimer, so it was get, mimer, chalitza. I'm sorry. Get, chalitza, and mimer. Okay, we need a whiteboard here. Get, chalitza, and mimer. So again, I would say, in that case, is Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, because after the Chalitza, he removed the Zika, and now there's an Isalav, and Ein Kedusha Tov Smechavi Lav, so the Maimer afterwards would be nothing. That, I'm assuming that that's what we're going to see over here. But what bothers me here is somehow, in my commentary, I don't know if you have it in yours, he has another scenario here, in the commentary. And he says, Nasan get liyavama achas, v'cholatz lishnia. I'm a little confused here where that stopped in here. Until now we were talking about one yavama, but I don't know. That question I can't answer. But if now we're talking about two yavamos, then he gave a get to the first one and chalitza to the second one.
Right. It's the same.
Yeah. Oh, to the same one? Because
yeah.
In my Gemara, you know, the Masifta commentary says v'cholatz l'shnia.
Right.
Shnia means the second yavama.
Yeah.
You also have second yavama?
Yeah.
Chazar. So again, what was the scenario here? There was get, chalitza, and maimer, correct? So now, we have get, chalitza, and maimer. But now we're talking about two yavamos. So what happened? He gave a get to the first one, chalitza to the second one. Get the vomachas cholatz lishnia because of Yosef Maimar bechalutza or bebalas aget. So right, so we said get chalitza and Maimar. Now, to whom of the two yavamas did he give Maimar? It doesn't matter. Either the two possible scenarios: either he gave the Maimar to the chalutza, that was the shnia, or to the balas aget, that was the rishon. So again, what was so? Bein betchila. Tchila means he started with chalitza. Bein beemtza, he sandwich the chalitza between get and maimar in two different scenarios, right, that we discussed, one yivama, two yivamas. So it was get, chalitza, and maimar. Ubein basof. So we have chalitza betchila, we have chalitza beemtza, and now we have basof. Hachalitza nasa is basof. Tahainu. Achre get umaima. Which again is, now we're going to have two scenarios. Let's see if that is that happens. Sha'asa maimer be yivimto. So there's only one yivama. V'nasan la get. V'cholatzla. Not exactly sure why he switched around the order over here. Get, maimer, and chalitza. I understand the word basof refers to chalitza, but I wasn't sure about the sequence of get umaymar. Okay, now again we're going to have two yavamos. And it's going to be get and maimar, and then chalitza basof to one of the two. Let's see if that works out. Oh, nasan get liyavama achas, maimar litzorosa, v'cholatzla achas mehen. So this is chalitza basof. So you have chalitza b'tchila, and then we have chalitza ba'emtza, and then chalitza basof. And the chalitza ba'emtza means between the get and the maimar. And chalitza basof means after get and maimar. Which in the case of two yavamos means he gave one a get, and one maimah. And then, we require chalitza. He writes, v'chol elu ha'ofanim, im li achar ha'chalitza, osa b'maimah. Wait a second, what do you mean li achar ha'chalitza? You just said chalitza basop. Nasan get liyavama achas, also maimer bitzoroso, v'chol etzli achas mihen, v'chol elu ofanim, im li achar hachalitza, also bo maimer. If he get to one of them and maimer to the other one, and then he gave chalitza. So I don't know, maybe he did a maimer to the one that got a get. Not exactly sure, he doesn't spell it out. Is ena tzricha get latira li nase?
And the one who got maimar should need a get.
And he's saying she doesn't because there was chalitza. So we have to go back to ground zero, back to our rules and ground rules here. And we're going to say that if the chalitza is a kosher chalitza, meaning on a d'oraisa level it was kihil chasa, then ein achar chalitza klu. That the maimar after chalitza doesn't generate a chiyuv get. And will apply Rabbi Akiva's rule. Okay, the trouble is you can lose the forest for the trees. There's so many nuances of scenarios. Vavi'ila. So now we want to go Tchila, Emtz, and Sof with Be'il. Until now we did Tchila, Emtz, and Sof of Chalitza. It's Bismachi, but Tchila Ein Achrei Klu. Right, he was Miyabim Har. And then whatever he does afterwards is meaningless. Let's say he gives her a get. Just one second. Ein achrei klum. Oh, I'll tell you. Now ein achrei klum takes on a different meaning. Right, until now, I think in the Mishnah, ein achrei chalitza klum or ein achrei bi'ila klum meant that no other maisa subsequently could be meaningful. But now, ein achrei klum would mean that after the bi'ila, if he gives her a get, then she can marry anyone. So the thrust of Ein Achrei Klum means she doesn't need Chalitza. I think, did we discuss this? That after Yibum you don't need Chalitza. You need just get. The Chain, he writes here in the note, Im Hoy Shtei Yevamos Ubal Achas Mien Ein Maimar Anase B'Shniya Kona Oso V'Yimu Teres Li Nase the mission shetech boats. So he tells you to look here in the diagram. Tuf Vav. Tuf Yud Zayin. Let me just quickly see if Tuf Yud Zayin is going to shed any light here. Okay, so we have here diagram number Tuf Yud Zayin, which again, if we photocopy, you know, we might want to go through it together. I'll just make a note of it. Okay. Now we're up to Be'ila Basof. Till now, we were talking about Be'ila Bitchila. No, now we're up to Be'ila Be'emtza, I'm sorry, right? So what's Be'ila Be'emtza? So there was a Maimar, then there was Be'ila, and then there was a Get. Or the other way around. There was Get, and Maimar, Get and Be'ila and Maimar, I guess. And then we have Basof. So there was Get, Maimar, and Be'ila. Is then Yesh Achrei Klum. Is that what you have? Yesh Achrei Klum. So what does that mean, Yesh Achrei Klum? I mean, we just finished saying that he had Be'ila B'Sof. So Be'ila B'Sof means that he was Kona Habi Yavam.
Well, because he did the Get first, before the Be'ila, then he couldn't.
Then it generates a certain Easter, sure, I guess. Right. Let's see. He writes here, Ein abia kona legamre, Ein abia kona legamre, Sheyuchal otzia beget bilvad, Utzricha gam chalitza. Wow. So again, because he gave her a get, or maimer, or both, and now he's mekayim the mitzvah of bia. So now she needs chalitza. That sounds a little bit odd to me, I don't know.
I mean, that just goes back to the earlier case that we had. If he just did a get and Bila, he had to give her a get and chalitza. The fact that he did mimer in between or mimer before the get, but he still did the get before the Bila, requires both the get and chalitza. I mean, that's what we had earlier in the Mishnah. If you did, you know, whenever you did the get.
So again, even though at the end he had Be'ilah, but since he started with a get, therefore she needs chalitza.
Right.
Is that what we're saying?
Right. Isn't that at the bottom of the previous daf?
Let's see. I have to turn five pages to get to the bottom in my Gemara.
Isn't that?
Okay. Let's see.
Where it's, you know, nosen get, who. Spricha, get the chalitza, like four lines up from.
Okay. So nosan get for chalatz.
Nosan get ubal.
Oh, nosan get ubal. Okay.
Spricha, get the chalitza. So anytime we did a get before the Bila, it invalidates Bila for Yavam.
Okay, let me just go over that. Nasan get. Nasan get ubal. Oh, yes, a mimer. He says the following. Let's see. Ruvain b'Shimon Achi. Nasa Ruvain Esara. Umeis Ruvain below Bonin. Nafla Esara Flei Shimon Liyibum. Just one second. Just going to try to read the small print here. He says, Masha Kosva Mishnah Cholatz v'nosan lo get. No, this is not relevant to us. Again, we want to know Baal Achakach Baal. Nosan get Ubal. Nosan get. Achakach Baal. So wait a minute, where does it say that she needs chalitza? It says here, am I in the right place? It says Baal. Osaba Maimar, Cholatz Vyosaba Maimar, Oshanosan lo get, and then Ubal. So it says what? Where does it say that he has to give her? He has to give her chalitza. I'm just trying to find it.
So this is four lines up from the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph.
Okay, Nosan get ubal, Sricha get uchalitza. Nosan get ubal. Oh, here it is. Seer Tough Bays. Let's see. Maybe this will help us. Ruven v'Shimon Achim v'Nasa Ruven Esora u'Meis Ruven below Bonim v'Nafla Sora l'Fnei Shimon li'Yibu v'Nasa l'Shimon Get v'Yachkach Yibay Mosa. Okay. So Afal Pi Shebi Yibum Shabim Zekona Osolios Ishto Osolo Lakaima Lufisha Get Shenosanla Kodem Oser Osa Olov Mishum Lo Yivne Dirabon Utsricha Get Nosav Libi Oso. Yafilu shemishna saying we are libid Rabbi Akiva sovein kiddush tos Rabbi Lavin. Tofes bar kinyan hayibum lios ishto keman she isu lo yivne shemach masageru rak de rabbono. Ishum kach tzricha get libi oso. What does that mean? Tzricha get libi oso? That's a strange language. I would have said tzricha get legito or something. The get is for the bioso. And he's giving a chalitza. Hold on a second. Tzricha get libiyoso. And now I want to know why she needs chalitza. Akeva shebiya zu hibiya psula. Shehimin rabbanon. Shemin rabbanon hi asurala below yivne. The kaviyachol min rabbanon. Eina bas yibum, fi ein zikasa nifkas al yidei yibum, izefa tzricha gam chalitza lafkia et zikas ayibun derabona. Let me read that one more time, because this is really the punchline here. Akeimet should be a zu, he be a psula. Once he gave her get, shari min rabona and hi asura la below yivne, is kaviyochol min rabbanon eina bas yibum. Ein zikosa nifkas al yidei yibum. Zefa tzricha gam chalitza afkia ezikas ayivum derabanan. So it's almost as if the rabbanan passed the yivum because it's a bia psula. And why is it a bia psula? Because he gave her a get. And now that the bia is a bia psula, was saying that he wasn't mafkia the zikas yivum. Ein zikasa nifkas al yidei yivum. And why is that? Because he had no right to be miyavimah. So we're sort of passing the yibu. And if we're passing the yibu, then she needs chalitza.
Wow.
This is a whole chiddush. All right, so let's see how we do it on the clock. We went overtime?
Yeah.
I got confused here. I think we went overtime. We did. Okay, so let's see where we could stop over here. And I guess we're up to Basof, which means Be'ila Basof. After he gave her a get, right? Mm-hmm. And Yeshachra Klum Utzricha Gam Chalitza. So Steve pointed out very well that that goes back on the earlier part of the mission. So I have to make a note to myself that we have at the end of Nun Amud Aleph. Dalid, and that's where that's the diagram tough base. Okay, so that's as far as we got here today, and that is on Daf Nun Amud Beis. And later on, we'll do something neither now, but later on we got to get to Mem on the base. Okay?
Right.
We're moving backwards. Okay, so I'm just going to shut this off and then...